Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming, and thank you to the Merrill's family for sponsoring and for bringing the donuts. This week, I heard a really interesting Shaila. I hope it doesn't come up all that often, but it can, and so it's important to know. There was a fellow at work, was in the middle of the day, getting a little bit tired, needed a coffee pick-me-up, goes to the coffee machine in the office, makes a coffee, puts in some milk, turns nice and brown, goes back to his office, says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyah B'Dvaro, and he realizes that he's still fleishig. He just had lunch, a fleishig lunch, an hour and a half ago. What is he supposed to do? So I'll make it easy for you. I'll give you four different options. You choose the one that you think makes the most sense. Option number one is to drink the coffee anyway. Option number two is to not drink the coffee. Option number three is to say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus HaOlam Vod, and move on with life. And option number four is to go find something else that has the same bracha shahakol and to eat or drink that instead. Now, to be clear, none of these are good options. This is what is known as halachic damage control, where you choose the best worst option possible. So what would you recommend the person doing?
The last one.
So find... Right, so the concern is we don't want to have a bracha levatala. So you say, go find another food or drink that has a shaka. Right, so go to the sink and get some water. Yeah. No, it is one of those. It is a good question. I said I'm going to make it easy, not try to trick you.
I would say just because you can probably rely on there's so many opinions that like how much time you should wait between, you could probably have a sip of the coffee and then put it back down, and that way you don't say bracha levatala, but you're also relying on a like minority opinion that says you can wait a certain amount of time, and it's really, you know, what is that time?
Okay, so you're saying there are multiple opinions as to how long to wait. So even if you generally wait more than an hour and a half, so somebody holds an hour, the Dutch do, the Shulchan Aruch says that, so I might as well do that instead of something else. Anybody else have a different, yeah? So you say the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusa. Okay.
That's nobody, how far away the water is.
Oh, okay, so that's another thing. Yeah.
I would only say that because you can't sit on go drink water because your mind wasn't on that object. You know, it's like on the water.
Ah, okay, yeah. So that is a very important point. I guess we'll get to that first, which is ideally when you make a bracha on a food or drink, you're supposed to have in mind what you're about to eat or drink. So if you're at a kiddush where there's like 20 different types of mizonos, there's ragalach, there's babka, there's cookies. So when I make a bracha, even though I'm planning on eating this ragalach right now, I have in mind everything. But in our case, if you go to the coffee machine, then you go back to your office, and you're making a bracha on this cup of coffee, you don't have anything else in mind. So like you said, you have to have what you have in mind when you make a bracha. So in this case, finding something else, going hunting for water or for a candy, is not going to cut it. So we can't do that.
Spoiled food. Just realize it's spoiled. I'm not going to eat mold on it. So then you'd say, I guess Baruch Shem Kavod.
Okay, so let's move to the Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus option. I'll get to you in a sec. So by Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaOlam Vod, I think of it as when a politician says something on a hot mic or says something stupid, and their PR team needs to go into damage control and reinterpret what they need to say. So there's a machlokas amongst poskim as to whether saying Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus HaOlam Vod fixes a bracha levatala, or it's just, look, you said something stupid, you said the wrong thing, we'll make the most of it by saying Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus HaOlam Vod. It doesn't fix it, it's just, okay, this is the next best thing you can do. We generally follow the latter, meaning when you say, if you say a bracha levatala and then you say Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus HaOlam Vod, it doesn't make it go away. You said something dumb, but we have to say something. We have to do damage control. Everybody knows that you're not fixing it, but you're doing the next best option. So I would say of the recourses that we have, That's sort of like the bottom tier. If there's nothing else we can do, we'll say the Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Lolam Vod option. Okay, so we addressed two of the possible. Not saying anything, not doing anything, meaning if you just don't drink the coffee and move on with life. So that's a bracha levatala. Bracha levatala, is that an Isser de Oraisa or an Isser de Rabbanon? Is it a biblical or rabbinic prohibition? Machlokes, exactly. So Sfardim, I believe, say that it is an Isser de Oraisa, right? One of the second, the third Dibra in the Aseres HaDibra says, don't use Hashem's name in vain. But that's really talking about swearing falsely. It might be talking about certain cases. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say, you're not supposed to do it, and it's an Isser d'Oraisa. Ashkenazim say, no, that's talking about a specific case. It's only an Isser d'Rabbanan. Okay, so keep that in mind. Ashkenazim say d'Oraisa. Sfardim say d'Oraisa, Ashkenazim say d'Rabbanan. Now, what about eating milchigs when you're fleshig? Is that an Isser d'Oraisa or d'Rabbanan? Okay, so you say d'Rabbanan.
I mean, it depends when you're doing it. And
like together is d'Oraisa.
Right, okay, so it depends when.
After time, it's a minhag, isn't it?
And there's a, right, so there's three options. It's there's d'Oraisa, d'Rabbanan, and minhag. So d'Oraisa, milk and meat, is only when it's cooked together. When it's cooked together. Mid'Rabbanan, even if it's not cooked together, if you're eating it at the same meal. Now, what happens after the meal is over? So the Shulchan Aruch says you have to wait an hour. After that, after the hour, it's minhag. If it's within that hour, that's where it gets a little bit iffy. Some poskim say within that hour is still an Isser d'Rabbanan. Some say if you wash your mouth out, if you brush your teeth, so then it's only a minhag. So putting all of those, yeah. Oh, let's say meat. Chicken makes it even easier. But let's say it was meat, okay? So now, an hour and a half in. Let's put all of this together. Hour and a half in. So the basar b'chalav problem. D'Oraisa, d'Rabbanan, or minhag? Minhag. Now, the bracha levatala, if you're Sfardi, it's d'Oraisa. If you're Ashkenazi, it's d'Rabbanan. So what should you do? You should take a sip and move on. And that's what poskim say. Both Ashkenazim and Sfardim say that if it's after an hour, you should take a sip of the coffee and spill the rest out.
Why just a sip?
Well, because if you do more, then you don't need to drink the whole cup. You have to just drink a little bit to make a bracha rishon.
Well, the evidence is in butter, isn't it?
No. It's usher to drink. You're not supposed to do it. But if you made a bracha, so you have to take a sip, and then that's it. If it's within an hour, Sfardim would say there's a d'Oraisa versus a d'Rabbanan, so you should still drink the coffee, take a sip, and move on. If you're Ashkenazim, so then we're machmir that you should, if it's within an hour, brush your teeth or rinse out your mouth and then do it. And if you can't, so then you say Baruch Shem Kivon Malchus Olam Vod because we're choshesh that it's a d'Rabbanan. So you have a d'Rabbanan and a d'Rabbanan, so you... It's not ideal, but you move on with life and say Baruch Shem as a last resort. So just to sum up, if it's after an hour, everybody says take a sip of the coffee and move on with life, assuming that there wasn't any other shahakol that you had in mind. If it's within an hour, Sfardim say still take a sip of the coffee. Ashkenazim say rinse out your mouth and then do it. And if you can't do that, then just say Baruch Shem Kivah Mechus Olam Vod and move on. Yeah.
If you're going to brush your teeth after you realize that you made a mistake, wouldn't that be like a hefsek?
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like it doesn't come up all that often. Meaning like if you have if you're in your dining room and your bathroom's like 10 seconds away, so you don't have to like brush for 2 minutes like the dentists say to do. Just I know you're in dental school, but again, it just means to just like, you know, rinse out your mouth, take a toothbrush. It takes like, you know, 5-10 seconds to do it. Just a very quick job. That's enough for this. But yeah, if you have to go hunting around, if you're in the office, that's not practical.
Why are we saying to rinse out the mouth?
because according to some poskim, if it's within an hour and you rinse out your mouth, that counts as that's like waiting almost. Yeah.
So it's just damage control.
Yeah, this is all. Nobody should be doing this ideally. Yeah.
Afterwards, you do a tshuva, maybe you do some learning in brachot.
Yeah, I mean, you should probably focus more on Hilchos Brachos. It's a good idea. The reason why I wanted to teach you this halacha, A, because it's interesting, but B, we learn a lot of important things. First of all, the importance of Brachos and saying Hashem's name and having in mind to do it with all of the halachos is an incredibly important thing, so much so that we make you eat milchig when you're fleshig, so you don't say Hashem's name in vain. That's something that's very important to realize, just how important it is to say brachos and say Hashem's name. And the second is to realize the importance that every single step that you take in life has to be calculated in terms of halacha. This has so many, like we just spent 10 minutes analyzing different options here, and you don't have that luxury b'shas maisa at every juncture in your life. It's important to appreciate the halachic process and to learn as much as you can so you can make those decisions when they come up. Yeah.
It's always good to do tshuva and it's always good to learn Torah, even if you didn't do anything wrong. But here I think the chisaron was the memory, not the Torah. I think we all proved, between us all, we knew a lot of Torah. I don't think, in this case, I'm not sure Torah was the real chisaron versus memory. The fact that the guy ate, he doesn't even remember he ate.
Yeah, so look, you know, I think a tshuva is to appreciate, to learn more, to appreciate the power of a bracha. This also, even if you don't work in an office, this comes up on Shavuos night. This can come up a lot on Shavuos night, where you know, after 2 hours after your meal, you go to the kitchen and you make coffee and you realize, oh shoot, I forgot I'm fleshing.
Unfortunately, it happens on a Tuesday night at home.
It can happen then too. All right.
It's a good case for Abed.
Yes.
Is it necessary to swallow it? Could you spit it out?
Yeah, so I didn't get into that. There's a whole discussion about whether you should take a sip and spit it out. I don't recommend that. That gets into a lot of svekos. Yeah. You should drink it.
But if it's spoiled, if you taste it, it's spoiled milk then.
Okay, if you can't eat it, you can't eat it. But that's it. It's a bracha levatala, potentially, yeah.
Is sip considered 1/60 or something?
What?
Is sip considered 1/60?
It's diffused throughout. You can see it. I wouldn't say the milk is batel. It's a good question. I wouldn't say it's batel. All right.